Mr. Jacob Fila, producer. What's on your mind, sir? What's happening?
Good morning, Jay. For Jay's take today, I want to continue what I was, what you were asking me yesterday about these protests. And all over these college campuses, and I was reading something just now about UCLA, and I was watching a newsreel actually from, I think, ABC and NBC on social media yesterday. It was of the police trying to peacefully, you know, just like remove stuff that these protesters are damaging, you know, with their repetitive chants and this and that, and it's ridiculous. Like it's pointless for them to be protesting because they are only causing this dramatic event going on, and they're going to incite violence. Usually a protest, if when it's not peaceful, which a lot of the times lately it hasn't been, it gets to a violent point. And again, I think it's pointless. They need to just stay away from the college campuses because they're disrupting, you know, colleges, and they're setting a bad example, really, for...
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I even told my son this yesterday. This is what we're seeing right now, what I'm looking at right now in a live shot from the UCLA campus is domestic terrorism. And that's what we have going on. Even it has infiltrated our very own neck of the woods at Stony Brook U. I mean, this is what it's all about right now. These are groups. We'll talk about it later with Cornell Law Professor Bill Jacobson, who's been very prominent in his remarks and around the media. These are hired groups. There are students there, not many as far as involvement, but these are groups that have been hired by people with very deep pockets to create this type of scene around this country. Right now, it's about removing the very culture of what we know to be the United States of America. Right? Okay, so it is deplorable, despicable, any adjective
disgusting.
You want to use.
It's disgusting.
It's beyond belief. And they're put here for a reason, and that is to create unrest, and that's what it's all about right now, and to poison the minds of many. And it's a shame because, you know, with the commencement to take place in many of these colleges in the next 4 weeks or so, you can't even go. If you're a student, you can't even go back on your campus. And forget it. If you're Jewish, my goodness, it's unbelievable. It really is very troubling. But and you know what's even more troubling? Joe Biden has said nada, nothing of denouncement. I keep saying, where's Chuck Schumer? Nothing. The highest Jewish member on Capitol Hill, highest ranking, nothing. And what does that tell you? It's about they don't want to upset the apple cart as far as the base.
I think they don't care, too. I think, I just think, like, they're not caring about the situation at all.
Yeah. Well, I think they do care, but they're just following the political agenda. It's all about politics. That's what it's about. It's a shame. Bill will be with us. Thank you there, Jacob. John Givitt on the bass today, folks. Mr. Bila accompanying on the drums as he will exit tomorrow when we say our goodbyes.
No goodbyes, Jay.